This is Apollo Control, 12 hours, 27 minutes. Ground elapsed time, end of the mission of Apollo 17. And Apollo 17 at the present time is 56,948 nautical miles out from Earth at a velocity of 7,609 feet per second. Short time ago, the booster systems engineer, Frank Van Rensselaer, reported that after the final apps burn in the S-4B third stage, which is targeting the stage to impact on the moon, he reported that the S-4B stage was tumbling intentionally after that burn. And as he gathered up all his documents and packed his briefcase, he, on the flight director loop, he said, I've enjoyed working with you on the Apollo program. And flight director in training, Neil Hutchinson, replied, it's been nice riding with you. The riding implication being that we were riding on his launch vehicle. Van Rensselaer is a Marshall Space Flight Center engineer detailed to the Flight Control Division here at Manned Spacecraft Center. As Van Rensselaer finished his job for the last time, he packed his launch vehicle documents and left the room. Booster systems console was vacant for the final time in Apollo. Some 2 hours and a half remaining in the crew sleep period. No word from the crew. They have not talked to the ground, nor vice versa, in the last several hours. And at 12 hours, 29 minutes, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control, 13 hours, 27 minutes, ground elapsed time, into the mission of Apollo 17. The spacecraft presently is 61,186 nautical miles out from the Earth, decelerating slightly in its velocity, now 7,272 feet per second. Crew has another hour and a half sleep period remaining. They'll be wakened about 2:30 Central Time. This is a rather short sleep period, slightly under 6 hours. The object being to get the crew back onto Houston time, day-night cycle, eventually. The cycle is disturbed somewhat by the initially, what would have been a night launch, and ended up being a morning launch, early morning launch, at least in Cape time. And a handover to the Goldstone 210-foot tracking antenna about 8 minutes ago. And that station at the present time is handling spacecraft data. And when the crew awakens, we'll handle the voice transmissions between the control center and the crew of Apollo 17. At 13 hours, 28 minutes, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control at 14 hours, 27 minutes, ground elapsed time into the mission of Apollo 17. Slightly more than a half hour remaining until spacecraft communicator Robert Parker wakes the crew of Apollo 17 up after a brief 6 hour rest period. Apollo 17 presently 65,273 nautical miles out from Earth. Velocity now 6,974 feet per second. And getting back on schedule with Apollo 17 because of the late liftoff and the hold situation early this morning. The translunar injection burn was targeted to get the spacecraft at the moon or into lunar orbit at about the same actual time as it would have had we launched on time at 8:53 p.m. Last night Central Time. However, to get the flight plan back on the actual indicated ground elapsed times shown in the flight plan, at approximately 64 hours, we're going to have what is called a GET update of some 2 hours and 40 minutes to force the event times in the flight plan to agree with actual ground elapsed times flown in the mission. We'll come up again in about a half hour as Parker makes his initial wake-up call to the crew. And at 14 hours, 29 minutes, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control, 14 hours, 57 minutes ground elapsed time into the mission of Apollo 17. 2 minutes mark remaining in the crew waking period, sleep period before the crew is wakened. Spacecraft communicator Bob Parker should be calling them shortly. We'll stand by for that first wake-up call. Rather slack day as far as crew activity today. After their post-sleep checklist and checking over the systems, flight director just advised the Capcom to hold off on the wake call until they switch antennas. There's some P-23 navigation sightings that will be run today, and that apparently is about all the activity scheduled during this work period. However, there will be at 35 hours and 30 minutes a mid-course correction number 2, which this time looks like about 10.5 feet per second. Apollo 17 now was 67,365 nautical miles out from the Earth. Velocity 6,829 feet per second. Spacecraft communicator Bob Parker has been joined. joined at the Capcom console by backup Apollo 17 Commander John Young. And his relief Capcom, Gordon Fullerton. Standing by for the antenna arrangement to be sorted out. Spacecraft at this time is still in the barbecue roll or passive thermal control mode. 3 revolutions per hour to stabilize the temperatures on spacecraft systems. Circuit for the first call when it does come at 15 hours and 1 minute. This is Apollo Control. Here we go.
Apollo 17, Houston, good morning.
Hello, Robert.
Glad to have you with us again. You guys got a good night's sleep, we think. Give us a call when you're ready to talk to people.
Okay. Well, from the looks of things, Bob, down there, it looks like getting off last night was a good idea.
Got a new Capcom now. Do you know, why, it looks kind of cloudy down there?
Yeah, hello, Gordo. How you doing? Yeah, I'm looking, we're probably directly over just west of the, on the Pacific, but a beam of the bottom third of South America, I suppose, and I got North America, Mexico, and the U.S. On the top third, the top 25% of the Earth. And it looks like you got cloud cover from somewhere where the coast bends around Corpus, right on north into the Great Lakes, and is completely out into the Atlantic, including covering Florida out there.
Roger, I can verify the part between the Cape and Houston anyway.
Yeah, the Gulf looks like it's pretty well filled with clouds. Looks pretty thick from here.
Roger.
However, if you're interested in going to South America, the whole continent looks pretty good. Few clouds, but for the most part, you can see the entire continent.
Well, I guess it's summertime down there.
Okay, Gordo, we're stirring slowly. We'll get back with you here.
Okay.
I didn't hear anything all night long as far as any master alarms or anything.
I'm getting the word that nothing was seen here either. It looks absolutely super.
Very good. Bob, Gordo, I've got H2 heaters 1 and 2 off now.
Roger, Gene.
Houston, America.
Go ahead, America.
Okay, Gordo, we're looking over the flight plan today. We'll be with you with the post-sleep checklist, and primarily it looks like a B-23 day for Ron. And what we'd primarily like to do is spend a good part of that time getting the spacecraft cleaned up, reshuffled, restowed a little bit, and get it in order for the next few days ahead. It doesn't look like today's that big of a day.
Okay. Gino, I might give you some words on what we have in mind to get the GET back in sync here, if you want to hear those while you're looking through the upcoming hours.
Yeah, why don't you pass a few words on that.
Okay, the plan we're considering and we're offering it to you now for your opinion is that 65 hours GET will update, and at the time the clock goes to 65, we'll update at 2 hours and 40 minutes to 67:40. And we're shaping your trajectory such that you'll arrive at the moon at the same time GMT as you would have had you launched on time. In other words, your transmitter time is 2 hours and 40 minutes less. So once we do that, we'll be back with all the right times in the flight plan without any updating. And the one thing we think of is that your next day will... which is now a 16-hour day, will shorten to a 13-hour and 20-minute day. But that's about the only real effect we can see. How's that sound?
Yeah, we'll get to the moon, you say, same GMT, so all our sunrise, sunset, lunar orbit activities and sun angle at landing will be the same. And it sounds pretty good, Gordo. I just want to take a look at that day that you're shortening and see what we're doing in there.
Okay, it doesn't cut out anything. In fact, we picked a time that's pretty much dead time as far as the flight plan goes. Take a look and we'll talk about it later.
Okay. Good morning, Gordy. This is Jack.
Morning, Jack.
Fill my square on the post-sleep checklist. I've got 24030 PRD.
Okay.
And I slept in and out probably totaled about 4 hours in that last period. But I feel pretty good in spite of that, and expect now that I've educated myself on how to sleep, it'll pick up the next time around.
Roger.
No medication yet, but I'm considering a couple aspirin. I'll let you know if I take them.
Roger.
In the fluid, see, I guess I've had two of your little water measurement containers full so far, plus the meal I had in my pocket, and I'll catch up on, I think I'm a little dehydrated, I'll catch up on fluids with breakfast.
Okay.
And my meal yesterday was the meal B in the pocket.
That's your meal B.
And I guess consumables update, that's mainly yours. You'll play there, and I'll wait for your words on that, and the watch is wound.
Roger. Okay, I got the consumables update numbers if you're ready to copy.
They're not quite great. I'll give you a buzz.
Okay, no hurry.
The CMB's RADS 1509.
Okay.
15019. 15019.
Roger.
Jack, how do you want to send the consumables information?
We were just discussing that here. In flights gone by, there was a place in the flight plan, a little form to fill out, but we're trying to figure out if there's such a place in the current data file. Do you know one?
Well, I tell you what I've got. I've got the consumables curves. And if there are any major changes to those curves, I guess you could give them to me and I'll put them on as points.
There's no changes at all.
Okay, and why don't we just do it that way in the future in case there is anything, and that's on page 145 and subsequent in the flight plan supplement.
Okay.
Looks like you took good care of my my systems last night.
No troubles at all.
Okay, Gordy, your friendly medical officer up here has some more information for you. CMP continuing, had about 3 hours of sleep. Had three cans of fluid, of water, that is. And he, everything in meal B but the fruitcake, and he didn't use the brownies and the beverage in meal C.
Okay.
Continuing the CDR's PRD is 17019. He had 3 hours of fair sleep, no medication, and 1.5 cans of water, and 1/2 a sandwich. The CMP sleep was 3 hours. And I'll try to get more systematic as we go along here.
Okay. Jack, we're assuming no medication on the CMP, is that right?
That's firm. We haven't gotten that kit out yet.
Okay.
flight officials anyway that were on window one. The hatch window still seems to have a film or something on it. But otherwise, they look pretty good.
Okay, sounds good. Jack, while you're there, might try. We've been talking about consumable updates and what would be the most meaningful way to give you the information as a trial for 14 hours. With reference to the charts in the back of the book, which in the case of Lala are listed in percentages, except the RCS, which is in pounds. On the cryo quantities, when I take all the tank percentages and plot them, it turns out that there's no real significant difference from the lines that are plotted on either hydrogen or oxygen. On RCS, you're running about 3% ahead of the line. And if that's a satisfactory way to put it, that's the way we'll give you the updates rather than giving you every tank percent by percent. Over.
Hey, that's good. It's outstanding. Mark 2 Ashburn for the LMP.
Roger, LMP. Jack, next time a surgeon would like a mark on each individual aspirin.
Well, I gave it to you since I swallowed them both simultaneously.
Roger.
I knew they wanted that, Gregory, and that's why I only gave you one.
Okay.
Would they rather have them go down one at a time?
I have to go back to the back room on that.
control at 16 hours, 25 minutes. Crew of Apollo 17, presently in a meal period. A little bit of levity a short time ago when Jack Schmidt, lunar module pilot, called down to say, this is LMP Mark 2 Aspirin. He had mentioned earlier in his post-sleep checklist that he was considering taking two aspirins. Apollo 17 is presently 72,843 nautical miles out from Earth. Velocity 6,477 feet per second. We're continuing to stand by on the air-ground circuit for further conversation as the crew finishes up their meal period and gets what few flight plan updates are involved in today's activity. At 16:26 and standing by, this is Apollo Control.
17 Houston, we see the optics starting to stir there. You can go ahead with a P-52, but before you do the P-23, we have some updates to it.
Hey, okay, Gordo, we'll do that.
Houston, can you confirm that you did change a LIO canister before going to sleep last night?
Well, we can confirm we did. How about that?
Okay.
We'll, thanks for reminding us. We'll try that first thing this morning. I was just getting too tired, and the CO2 didn't look quite that high last night, so I let it go.
Okay, that's fine. We're not concerned about being late with it.
Okay. that looked like pretty good one that time. You know, the star angle difference?
Roger, we copy.
Okay. I can't see squat out through that telescope. I just hope it lines it up and does the right things. Okay, those are the target angles, and you can let me know when you have them.
Okay, stand by.
The telescope's no different than any other time. There's just a lot of reflection from the lunar module. And even though everybody said that before, I don't quite believe it until you see it yourself.
Okay, Ron, you're clear to target.
Okay, we'll target 5430.
Okay. Houston, if you can find a stenographer, I got some dictation, some pads for you, and also some flight plan updates.
Stand by one, bro.
Okay, Gray, oh, okay. Stand by. Okay, Ron's ready to copy.
B-37 pad first.
Okay, Okay, the B-37 block data for 35 hours. Well, we got 35, 45, 55, and 65. GT ignition of 03500. Delta VT is 5326. Minus 175. 08139er. For a GET of 04500. 7728. Minus 177. 08118. For a GET of 05500. 5859er. Minus 175 10530. GT of 06500. 4703. Minus 175 129er. 40.
Okay, I'll read that. See, 35 00 at 5326 and minus 175 and 8139er at 4500 at 7728 minus 177 and 8118. At 5500 it's 5859er minus 175 10530. At 6500, it's 4703, minus 175, and 12940.
Okay, that's correct. I've got a maneuver pad for you. It's a flyby maneuver at a time of 81 hours, which is 5 hours prior to LOI. This is required because you're presently on an impacting trajectory. And this is assuming you wouldn't do mid-course 2. Mid-course 2 will put you on a proper trajectory. If you can get a maneuver pad out, I'll give it to you.
Okay, that's been working. Okay, Houston 17, ready for flyby, pad.
Okay, Ron, we're just watching your roll angle. We're gonna be updating the optics cal attitude, and the roll will be 164, and you're coming up on that. So maybe you want to stop the PTC near that roll angle first.
That's a good idea.
Morty, did you read Jack?
Not clear, Jack.
I can take the bat if you want to while Ron stops CTC.
Okay, why don't I give you the update to the flight plan, since that'll give you the new attitude and also a change in a star for the P-23, and then Ron can get on with that, the pad we can get after that.
Go ahead.
Okay, turn to 17 hours in the flight plan, page 18. Okay, the VRP 49 maneuver to optics cal attitude, right at the top of the page. Cross out the attitude numbers and replace them with roll 164, pitch 301, and yaw 348 at a high gain pitch angle of minus 48 and a yaw of 315. Over.
Okay, 164.301.348 -48 and 315.
That's correct. Now go down a few lines to the sighting attitude at 17 hours and 15 minutes, and cross out that attitude and the high gain pitch angle and change to a roll of 196, pitch 304, and yaw 348. High gain pitch is a minus 61, and the yaw remains the same, 357. Over.
Okay, 196, 304, 348, minus 61.
That's correct. And now on the first star, P-23, we're going to change the star, so cross out, replace the noun 70 numbers with star 21. That'll be 3 balls 21. And delete the noun 88 and the vector numbers there. Says Mirac, you can write in Alphard, that's what 21 is.
Okay.
Okay, now down on the next page at 18 hours and 20 minutes, where it says optics calibration attitude, we got to put in the same thing as same changes above. We want, instead of 175.298.330, change that to 164.301 and 348. High gain of minus 48 and 315. Over.
Okay, 164.301.348, minus 48, 315. Over.
Okay. Now, about 10 lines down, delete charge battery A. We're going to leave battery A charged for a while longer since we used up so much of it on the pad last night.
Okay, delete battery charge A and you want to leave it on B.
Yes, right. Flip the page, might as well clean up all these checklist changes. At 19 hours and 40 minutes, change magazine Kilo Kilo to magazine November November.
Okay, that's done.
And then skip a few pages to 24 hours and 30 minutes.
Go ahead.
And just above the CSM systems checklist call out there, write in charge battery A. And we'll be leaving it on battery A all night long. Okay, that's all the flight plan changes. I've got that flyby pad when you're ready.
Okay, I'm all set.
Okay, its purpose is flyby SPS / GNN. The weight is 6683 niner. Plus 121. Minus 02. Correction. The yaw trim is a minus 012. Ignition time is 08117 2103. 981 is a plus 00911. Plus 02041. Plus 045 93. Attitude is 121 153 and 321. Apogee is NA. Perigee plus 00212. Delta V total of 05108117 05063. Sexton star is 26 09 65 339. Foresight star is NA. Noun 61 plus 1557 minus 17500 10 99 99 36243. And GET of 05G is 1532411. GDC aligned stars are Sirius and Rigel. 256 152 069. LH is none. And four remarks. Number one is burn docked. Number two, assumes PTC rest mat. Number three, LEM weight, 36281. And number four is assumes no mid-course two. Over. I haven't heard anything since I finished the pad, Jack.
Okay, I'll push you on the button then.
Okay, your read back. Fly by SPS GNS 66839 plus 121 minus 012. 08117 2103 plus 00911 02041-04593. 121-153-321. HANNA plus 00210-05108-117-05063-260965-339er. Foresight stars NA plus 1557 minus 17500-10999-36243. 153-2411. Jerris and Rigel, 256-152-069er, no ullage. Remarks, 1, burn dock, 2, BTC rest mat assumed, 3, limb, weight, 36281, and 4, assumes no mid-course 2.
Okay, one correction on perigee of noun 44, that's a plus 00212. And one additional remark, this results in a 187-mile perigee, perilune.
Okay,
for general information, we're planning mid-course 2 tomorrow at about 35:30, and it should be about 10 feet per second.
Okay. Strangely enough, that's even scheduled at 35:30.
Roger. And one reminder to open the waste stowage vent valve as shown on the at 17 hours here.
Oh, okay. Up. I think we owe you a mile canister change, too.
Roger, we concur with changing it.
to Houston, Apollo 17. We'll maneuver to the optics calibration attitude now.
Okie doke.
Well, he ate potato soup, and all the soup is all around the outside of the bag, and it get a little hole right down through the middle of it.
How about that?
I don't know what your weather's like down there, but from here it looks like you're probably overcast today. Might even have a pretty good storm going.
Well, it's gray and cold and a little rain, so your call is correct.
Yeah, it looks like Mexico in general is pretty nice, although there's a band of east-west trending clouds that start from the Gulf of California, across Sonora, probably up through New Mexico and over into Texas and as far around as I can see. Southern California looks like it's in pretty good shape today, but Northern California looks like it's probably overcast. And a major system probably associated with that that stretches into the northern western United States. about a band of clear weather. Looks like it stretches from Arizona right on up through, I would guess it through Colorado and Kansas, probably into the Midwest pretty well.
Raj, your regular human weather satellite.
If Ron had just stopped his maneuvers, I'd tell you some more, but the Earth just set behind the limb.
Raj.
More specifically, it's set behind a rover, which may be a space first. Storm system down off the west coast of Antarctica.
Roger.
Houston, the canister has been changed. Number three is in A, as per the earlier flight plan instructions.
Okay.
Sorry we were late, but we got a little tired last night.
Jack Houston, we'd like you to go ahead and get that waste storage vent open now so we can keep to the schedule on cabin in Richmond.
Okay, Ron's getting that. Keep nagging.
Thank you.
papers I had before?
In your comments.
Okay. I think we'll use over there for the optics call.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 17 hours, 40 minutes. In mission control at the present time, we're in the midst of a shift handover. Flight Director Gene Kranz and his team of flight controllers coming on now to replace Flight Director Jerry Griffin. The spacecraft communicator at the present time is astronaut Gordon Fullerton. For the crew aboard Apollo 17, this is scheduled to be a relatively short and not too active period. time before they begin their next sleep period. They'll be performing a few mid-course navigation activities, also doing some routine maintenance on the fuel cells. And not a great deal of additional activity scheduled for them.
Got an orange earth in the sextant. Hey, put up the old EMP now. If you don't need a light in there, Jack, I can sure like the window shade. Might help a little bit, really. Not very much. Okay, address 304, we want 06. Address 304-2444. 306-006. 307-77. Okay, at address 310, we want 1562. 311, we want a 5205. 330, over 3311. 25, now 26.
Jack, did you call?
Yeah, I was wondering what you did to fix the master alarm problem.
Let me check and see.
Have left mission control for the news conference, the change of shift press conference, which should begin
in about 5 to 10 minutes in the MSC News Center briefing room.
Still there, and you may get them here later after the waste storage vent O2 flow gets on up.
Okay, but those were associated with the accumulator, as I recall. The random ones is the one that was they just seemed to stop. Of course, we have been moving switches on too, but we were getting them without doing that also. Okay, there's the old star. We're just like a simulator. You can't see the star when it goes down in the earth.
It's still being worked on, Jack, although we don't have any real concrete story to give you on it yet.
Okay, yeah, it seemed to be pretty quiet last night, so that's no problem. Okay, Gene, you want to give me CMC-3? Yeah. Okay. suppose it would punch a hole in.
This is Apollo Control at 17 hours, 54 minutes. The change of shift press conference is ready to begin at this time in the MSC News Center briefing room. We'll take down the live air-to-ground, record, and playback immediately following the press conference.